You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. Myself, Keith, and Matt are here. I'm Derek Gregoire. 2020 is upon us. I know it's gone by as a quick year, as all, every year seems to go faster and faster. But also, there's a huge piece of retirement legislation, the SECURE Act. So President Trump signed this act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement. That's the acronym. It makes for many changes from the age at which retired minimum distributions are due to how long heirs have to deplete an inherited IRA. So the legislation also affects businesses, but for now, let's just focus on how likely it'll affect you. So first, retirees now have to wait until age 72, or they don't have to, they can wait till 72 to start withdrawing from their traditional retirement accounts, up from previously at 70 and a half. And there will no longer be a maximum age for IRA contributions, which was also previously at 70 and a half. One change that will affect many estate plans is that the stretch IRA option was eliminated. So in the past, you could take RMDs, even if you passed away and you had an IRA, the next generation or the heirs could take it over their life expectancy. Now they must inherit it within 10 years. So now there's more tax consequences. Why are we doing it? Because they get more taxes due. They get more taxes paid over 10 years than if someone takes it over their lifetime. The SECURE Act isn't the only thing to start planning for in 2020, though, folks. Medicare A and Part B premiums and deductibles will rise. Experts don't think the Fed will decrease interest rates and inflation will stabilize around 2%, but these are just guesses, and no one really knows where the economy is headed in 2020 and beyond. But on today's show, what we're going to talk about, it's so important. We always say it's important to have a plan, important to have a plan. But it's true, and it's only important to have a plan that looks at all areas of retirement. It's important to have a team behind you who can help you, because things like this change all the time. And with change becomes new opportunity, new strategies that you can build into your plan to enhance your retirement. So during the show, first, on our next segment, we're going to talk about some of these changes specifically. I went through a few already. We're going to go through a little more specifically these changes that are being made with the SECURE Act and with this recent pass of legislation. And then after that, we're going to talk about some of the new strategies that you may want to consider with these new changes, some of the things you want to think about within your plan. And then finally, during our market report, we're going to give you some of the top companies and top expert opinions on what the prediction is for the markets in 2020. So a jam-packed show. We have a lot to get into. Happy New Year, Matt. Keith, how you doing, Matt?
Doing great. A little sad, obviously, because our Sundays are now free now. That was a tough loss.
We're not used to this.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, nothing. Usually the Patriots keep us going till like February. It gives us something to focus on. Then you're like, all right, now the winter's
only... Well, the good news is the XFL's coming, guys.
So. Oh, I see. Yeah. It was so funny how people got caught up into that. I had a couple buddies that bought tickets for Miami when they were 8-0, like halfway through the season. They're like, oh, this is pretty much automatic. Yeah, so a little bit sad there, but...
By buddies, do you mean yourself? Or?
But no, I mean, it's just, you know, that's a little bit sad, but outside of that, just really excited to kind of, you know, just get back to it. And you know, when legislation like this is passed, I mean, it's really, you know, it shifts the ground that we were standing on, and everyone really needs to understand what it means. I mean, both whether you're still working or whether you're... already retired, or whether you're over 70 and a half now or not, I mean, it affects us all, and I really look forward to getting into it.
Well, I mean, we saw that you know, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago with the passage of the tax law.
Right.
So
right.
with the passage of the tax law, this is why it's so important to have an advisory team that keeps, you know, you, the client, up to date on all these changes, because with the passage of that law came many new strategies or many strategies that were always there, but maybe now have come to the forefront. Because, you know, how things have changed. Well, the same thing is going to be with the SECURE Act. And there's a lot of new strategies that people should and probably need to consider and maybe even implement in relation to this.
And that's the thing is, like, you have so much information changing all the time. And Matt and I were joking around a couple of weeks ago, I remember before the break, about how there's so many folks out there that, like, you know, let's say you're a do-it-yourselfer, right? Mm-hmm. And someone is listening and says, you know, I do all my stocks and bonds. I manage my own portfolio. And that's great. But that's only one little piece of the puzzle. Even if you're an expert in investments, if you're not keeping up with, like, we were saying, I don't know how we do it full time. And we have like 30 people on our team here that do this full time. And we're always learning. So I always say this, for someone that's do-it-yourselfer, it makes it really hard because you have to be... they almost have to sacrifice their retirement.
Absolutely.
In order to do all this. And if you like doing that, all power to you. We're not trying to change your mind. But so many folks come into our office and they're like, yeah, I just want a second opinion. And then they say, oh, shoot, I didn't realize how much more there was to this other than just having a portfolio to manage. And that's where, like, we're teaming up with CPAs, attorneys. We're reviewing all this legislation, brainstorming and starting to strategize what the best thing would be for our clients going forward.
And I think another sort of theme that we talk about, you know, both on the radio as well as our workshops, and certainly, you know, when we are sitting in front of clients, whether it's here in Plymouth or Woburn or Hyannis or Braintree or wherever it may be, but it's just when changes like this happen, like, you know, because Keith had mentioned the Tax Reform Act, you know, a couple of years ago, we just love it because now it's concrete information. You know, like it's we don't have to speculate because, you know, later on we'll be talking about what, you know, what these real smart people are thinking about what the S&P 500 is going to be by year end, but that's just guesses.
Speculation.
But when Congress acts, like what they did with the SECURE Act, now this is facts, now this is the law of the land, you know, as I said, it takes time, but we're going to know it, and we're going to make sure it's applied on behalf of all of our clients, so that the system is working for you, not against you. And if you are a do-it-yourselfer and you're taking this time, like, God bless you, but at least for everybody else, and certainly for our clients, they know that we're doing everything we can with our team to make sure that the system is working for our clients and not against them.
You're right, Matt. And I think a lot of folks out there, when you think about planning, many firms, like, a lot of times, if you have like 40, 50, 60 million, which most of our clients don't have that much, that's going to be, when you have that much money, you're getting service as it relates to all areas of your plan. You're getting investment advice. You're getting tax planning advice. You're having CPAs work with you. You're having estate planning attorneys help you so that your plan is all tied together. And so our goal, when we built out the SHP Retirement Roadmap, and we started this firm in 2003, it's really to try to provide as much value as we can to your situation, and maybe bring someone, maybe you're listening and you have 1 million or 2 million or whatever the case may be, but bring someone that maybe doesn't get that service of having 50 million, get as close as we can to that level of service so that you know that you have a company acting in your behalf, looking at not just a portfolio, which is a big part about what we do. We help our clients, we manage their portfolios, but looking at that within an overall plan, from where's my income going to come from? What about inflation? How do I take Social Security? That's a huge decision, but how does that fit into a plan? What about these changes? How does it affect my tax bracket? Do I have to do anything now as opposed to later? What about healthcare? And now healthcare costs are rising. Medicare A and B this year went up, and the deductibles are going to go up. So what does that mean? And then legacy planning and estate planning. How does this, all these changes, affect your estate plan? Do those need to be updated? That's the type of planning we do. And I know I told myself I'm not going to do this today, but I am going to bring it up. New Year's resolutions. I think I've said this for
about that time,
10,
you know,
12 years in a row on the radio, but now's the time to get a fresh start. So we welcome you. We have appointments. We had very few appointments in the end of the year, but we have a few appointments available for you as we start 2020. So take some time, have a cup of coffee at one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, Braintree, and see how these changes affect you, and just maybe see if your plan is incomplete. Maybe you have a few things covered, but maybe you're missing a few things that could really enhance your retirement. So the number to do so is 800-227-7777. There's no cost to sit down with us. 800-227-7777. or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to go in further depth and go through a few of these important changes in further detail. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
Welcome to 2020. If you're like many, you've made some kind of New Year's resolution for 2020. At SHP Financial, we want to be your New Year's financial resolution coaches when it comes to retirement planning. That's why we are inviting you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Thursday, January 16th or on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary dinner as we educate you on your IRA and 401k accounts and how tax laws can potentially impact your bottom line and your retirement nest egg. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Let this be the year to create and achieve the goal of making your future brighter. Join us on January 16th or on January 21st at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as we enter 2020, or actually 2020 is already here, we wanted to go through some of the important changes that legislation made for 2020. And the big one was the SECURE Act. And we talked a little bit about it on the opening segment. This segment, we're going to talk about it a little further detail and go through some of the specific changes that were made. And a lot of you that are listening will be affected by this at some point, even if it's not now. It actually opens up some windows of opportunity for additional planning. But at the end of the day, sometimes when the government and Congress comes out with these laws, you kind of have to think about, all right, what's the reason we're doing this? What's in it for them? And it can't just be all for us to help us out. So we're going to go through that. And then next segment, we're actually going to go through some strategies on how to work within this new realm, this new reality of this act being in place. And then later in the show, we're going to share with you some 2020 market predictions from some top thought leaders out there in the industry. So with that being said, Keith, what do you think that this is? I would say the number one thing that people are thinking about when it comes to SECURE Act off the bat, what's that?
Yeah, I think the number one thing, and it's probably a little bit easier to understand than the rest of it, especially when it comes from a planning standpoint, is they've changed the required minimum distribution age. And most people always knew, like we did, required minimum distribution. Once you hit 70 and a half, what a required minimum distribution is and will continue to be is you have to take, or the government now forces you to withdraw a certain percentage of your qualified assets or your pre-tax assets, your IRAs, your 401ks, and things like that. That all came to a head when you turned 70 and a half. Previously, you had to take about 4%, a little shy of 4% from your pre-tax accounts or your retirement accounts at 70 and a half. Now that's changed to 72. Now that's a big impact to a lot of folks, especially folks that are on the cusp, because you know, I'm meeting with a lot of folks that say, hey, look, I don't need this money, right? I don't need this IRA. I don't want to take a distribution.
Well, why would they not want to take it?
Well, you're paying additional tax. It could bump you up into additional tax bracket.
Exactly.
You could be, you know, you're paying tax on monies that, again, you don't need. So why take that distribution? Now, as we'll get into in the next segment, the neat part about this is it now opens up some more planning opportunities for folks that are, you know, mid to late 60s and even early 70s now to maybe better position these assets from a tax standpoint going forward.
So number one, the big change is, as you know, 70 and a half, you had to start taking minimum distributions. They now change that. So it's 72. Is it 72 and a half?
No, 72.
72. Okay.
Yeah, and so then that was my thing.
I looked down at my cheat sheet. I'm like, yeah. As I'm thinking, is it 72 and a half?
Well, and that's what's so funny about it. I mean, that's one of the things I really liked about it. I mean, about the act, about the whole 70 and a half thing.
So
was
random.
So confusing. It was random. It was confusing. And so here's some winners and losers with that change. And I mean, we were talking offline about a client of mine. So I had a client that turned 70 and a half in October of last year.
Yeah.
But because he turned 70 in October, he turned 70 and a half
this year,
you know, in March. And so his name is Bob. So Bob doesn't need to take out anything now because he didn't turn 70 and a half until 2020.
Yep. And he's loving it, right?
Yeah.
He didn't need it.
Yeah. Right. Cause to what Keith was mentioning, now he can wait another year or two before he has to take anything. But then let's say Bob was born in, you know, let's say he turned 70 in March and, you know, of 19. Now he's 70 and a half in 19. Now he had to take it out. So the whole, like, okay, when do I turn 70 and a half and when do I have to take it is now finally all gone. And it's just more of the year you turn 72, that's when you have to take it out.
Okay, so that's good. What's another change in the SECURE Act?
Well, the big thing, the other one that it impacts, so now we have the people, retirees. The other biggest impact, I think, you know, besides the 72, is the elimination of the stretch IRA. I mean, and I'm not sure about for you guys, but I can, you know, pretty much every single client that walked through our doors, I was telling them about the stretch IRA provisions, about the legacy, about who inherits the IRAs.
So that's what happens.
So how to inherit the IRAs.
And how to have,
so
right.
If someone has an IRA and they passed away, and the next in your child took it in a lump sum, that's a huge, huge tax bill,
mm-hmm.
all in one year. It's going to, all that, and I know you're like, some people think, well, that's not my problem, it's their problem. But you don't want to lose 40% of your hard-earned money to the government. Trust me, at least I wouldn't want to.
Right.
I know, and not too many people at the end of the year write their donation checks to the government. You
right.
know, that's not where people want their money to go. So at the end of the day, Matt, the old strategy is, let's say someone passed away, their child could take it, and then based on their life expectancy, they could just keep in money invested and mm-hmm. take small withdrawals each year, keep the tax bracket very low, and that would just stretch for years and years.
I mean, that's the thing. For anyone that has inherited an IRA, they'll know what we're talking about.
We have
a ton
of them.
Yeah, exactly. People, sorry to interrupt, Keith.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I have some clients that have inherited IRAs. They're grandfathered in, mm-hmm. and so they're able to continue to take out a little bit at a time over their lifetime, which could be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Yep.
You know, it all depends on their age. But now, with the SECURE Act, it has to be done within 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot stretch it out any further than 10 years. So there's a little bit of ways to do it, but at the same time, the furthest that you can stretch now is 10 years. So all of that IRA money, all that 401k money, all of that money is going to be distributed within 10 years and taxed at that time.
And I think it really hurts also the Roth IRA component, because that all has to come out in 10 years too.
Right.
So to be able to compound tax-free growth through another generation, that was a lot of money that now is going to, granted, there's no tax ramifications, but I guess there is from a tax-free growth standpoint. Well, so the fact that you have to pull that money out in 10 years, you know, the government's not doing it for, you know, they're pretty smart in regards to calculations.
Oh, now we have to wait. We can only wait till 72 and before we take RMDs. That's great. Oh, but then when we pass away, now what happens? Oh.
Well, no, it's so true, too. And I saw a great line, I think, well, you guys know, and I'm not sure if our audience knows, but Ed Slott, you know, he does a lot of things on PBS, and he's sort of an IRA guru. But his big line, you know, when he was reading about it, I heard in an interview, was that the IRA shell or the IRA wrapper basically is no longer a legacy wrapper. You know, the IRA, to have something in an IRA, and if you want that money to then go to the next generation, this law has basically said, you know what, IRAs and potentially even Roth IRAs, like Keith was saying, is just not a good vehicle to pass on to the next generation. End of story.
Crazy. And so those are two main ones, Matt. So we have the, Keith, we mentioned the age where you, RMDs, we don't have to take till 72. Inherited IRAs, now when you pass away, the IRA has to be paid out over a shorter time period, which means less in the beneficiary's pockets and more in the government's pockets. And then, Matt, we just have time for one more maybe on the, I know that I'll do the quick one I had was on when you're in a when you're working. After 70 and a half, you could no longer contribute to your IRA or 401k, to your IRA, I'm sorry. Now you can still contribute even if you're over 70 and a half years old. Was there one more, Matt? We have like 30 seconds.
Yeah, real quickly. It was just for people that are still, for anyone that's a small business owner that has not established their own retirement plan, there's now grouping and some cost savings that are there. So for anyone that is self-employed or runs their own business, you want to make sure that you are, you know, sort of encouraged now to have your own plan and costs are minimum, as well as the introduction of annuities into 401ks. So if anyone that is still working, We have no idea how that will play out and how big of it will catch on. But if you are still working and having a 401k, you may or may not have an annuity to choose from.
So these are really a lot of different areas that we just went through quickly. But with each one of these areas becomes two things. One, opportunity. But two, because of certain things, the things that work in your favor create opportunity that we can help with, right? That from a planning standpoint. The things that go against you, we have to do some additional planning to make sure that we're getting ahead of that and making sure we're doing as much as we can now so it doesn't affect you as much down the road. So it's all about planning. It's all about proper planning when done correctly can really help you over your lifetime hit your goals and do what it is you want to do and be a good steward of your money. So when we get back from the break, we're going to discuss that. We're going to go through some of the planning opportunities that exist as a result of the SECURE Act. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending an SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshop? There's two coming up on Thursday, January 16th and Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Call now to register, 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on January 16th or January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Next segment, we're going to get into market predictions for 2020 and some of the things that we've been reading and hearing about. But before we do, this is really important. We talked about the SECURE Act, the legislation that passed for 2020, and it affects a lot of you listening right now. And we talked last segment about some of the major areas that are going to be impacted as it relates to taxes, required minimum distributions, leaving IRAs and 401ks to the next generation, and so forth. But for this segment, as best as we can, we're going to really open up some planning opportunities. Because really at SHP Financial, although managing portfolios and building out investment plans is a big part of what we do, that's only one little piece of the puzzle. We're constantly looking for planning opportunities based on what the law, the way the law stands and the way the tax law stands, the way these changes are made. We want to make sure we're staying up to date for our clients. And a lot of you might be thinking, sitting out there thinking, hey, am I having this done for me? Is someone looking out on my behalf to do make sure all these changes are taken account into my situation? Can I better improve my situation? And so, Keith, I'll turn it to you first. We saw some of these changes. And mm-hmm. the two we're going to get into for the most part in this segment, and we have a couple other ones, are first, the required minimum distribution age now going to 72 when you're forced to take money out of your retirement accounts, IRAs, 403Bs, 401Ks, now at 72. Used to be 70 and a half. That's step one. The other part we're going to talk about, we'll sprinkle a few other areas as well, but the other thing we're going to discuss is when you have these IRAs and you leave them behind to another generation, they have a lot less of a time frame on how quick they need to take that money out compared to where it was before. So I guess the question is it like a give and take, or like what's the...
I always like to think of the ulterior motive.
Yeah, what's
like,
the...
Why are they doing this?
Like, when I first hear it, great, I don't have to take RMDs till 72. Now,
right.
That's less taxable income. I can defer two more years.
But then that's more potential money you're leaving in your IRA to the next generation
exactly.
that comes out over 10 years. So
yep.
So the big change in my mind, and I think we talked about this last, was the fact that now when someone inherits the IRA, the 401k, whatever, your pre-tax assets, folks. When someone inherits those assets, it has to be taken out within 10 years. So you could take it out you could take a small portion out every year for 10 years. You could wait till the end of 10 years. You could take it over five. However, you know, the person inheriting those funds wants to receive those funds, they can do that as long as it's done within 10 years of passing. Here's some of the issues that I potentially see with that. I think we see with that as a firm is, let's say Mr. and Mrs. Jones are in their late 70s, early 80s, and they pass. What age are the kids typically? You know, mm-hmm. probably late 50s, early 60s, probably still working, right?
Probably are in their higher peak earning years.
And that's the problem, right? So now they inherit these funds, they're in their peak earning years, and maybe they start to take distributions then and they're paying a lot more in taxes than they would if they weren't making anything, if they inherited, say, in their, you know, 20s or 30s. So one thing I see is maybe having grandchildren on their IRAs mm-hmm. could be a unique strategy, because chances are your grandkids are earning a lot less, or having them earn take a percentage of the IRA. Because chances are your grandkids are earning less, they're younger, they're maybe just starting off their career. Another strategy is, hey, look, because, you know, we see this is a huge, huge, huge tax windfall for the IRS, you know, this distribution over 10 years is, how do we start to position the assets while the client is alive?
Exactly.
For them to better pass that on. And we've been talking about it for about a year and a half, 2 years now on the show. And one of the things is trying to get that money from a taxable, 100% taxable status to a tax-free status. You know, there's a couple different ways to do it.
But that's
the
goal.
A tax-free status, you know, over a period of time to, you know, minimize the tax burden to the client, minimize the tax burden to the heirs. Because now it's even more important than ever with the passage of this law.
Well, let's say Keith, you said that client passed away and their child was in their peak earning years.
Sure.
And let's say they had $1 million in the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even if let's say that client was 55 and they were going to retire at 60.
Yep.
And they might say, well, I don't want to take this $1 million over at
for
all.
For the first 5 years.
Because I'm making $200,000-$300,000.
Right.
So I'm going to wait till I retire. Then you retire at 60, but guess what? Now you only
you still
have
make
5
it two,
years
you're
left.
Making $200,000-$300,000 just in distributions.
And so what does that do is you take this IRA that's worth $1 million and then we don't think about where tax rates are going to be down the road.
Yep.
So I don't mean to keep compounding the problem, but this is what keeps going on in my mind is like you think of like, all right, well, it's not a big deal because they can figure it out. But then when you think about that being your hard-earned money, that's money you put into your retirement account that first and foremost, you want to make sure you're taken care of. You, mm-hmm. the client or the listener, that's the client that we work with is who we take care of. But you can't just say, okay, we're going to take care of you and not worry about 40 or 50% of this asset being gone when you pass away and going to the government.
The IRS knows what they're doing.
Well, and I was going to, and just to piggyback on what really on both of what you guys are saying is that's why the now, I mean, even certainly before, but nowadays, the beneficiary of your IRA is so important. Understanding who that is and making sure that it is who you want it to be. Is it a trust? Okay, well, now there's issues with trusts, and mm-hmm. you know, I look forward to Attorney McManus, you know, joining us on one of these shows to kind of discuss that. But the other thing that we're very worried about is kind of what we're calling the spousal trap.
Yeah.
That, okay, let's say it's a husband and wife. I'll pick on the husband. Husband passes away. It goes to the wife. And now she is now paying, you know, they went from paying sort of married, you know, filing taxes, married, you know, filing jointly, which has a much higher, you know, income levels for couples. Now she inherits it all. And now she's filing single.
Jeez.
And so now all of her RMDs or whatever that may be, you're kicking in. And if it's a similar income or if she needs similar money to spend on the lifestyle, then her tax rate might double just because now she's a single woman. And so that's why, you know, we're talking in terms of with our clients, talking in terms of, okay, do we disclaim? You know, the term is called disclaim. Does the beneficiary, does the wife say, you know what, hey, I'll take half and let me give the other half to my grandkids who are much younger than me and you know, taxes and whatnot. Now, obviously, if you need the money, you need the money. Don't get me wrong. But we're
certainly not as simple as it used to be.
It's not as simple as it used to be. And we're really advising clients and especially husband and wives, and especially of all of our families, to be aware that, hey, whoever passes away first, not to say that you automatically disclaim, but it's a strategy that you need to be aware of and that we should consider.
Well, think, Matt, of everyone listening, think about this right now. Like, so we know right now there's a window of opportunity we've been talking about for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
When the tax law
passed,
absolutely,
yeah.
From now until 2025, we know where the tax rates should be. It'll take an act of Congress to change it, but it's a known known, and we want to work with known knowns because that's something we can plan around. So if taxes are, if everyone's under the impression, if we do an event and we ask the room, how many people do you think taxes will go up after 2025? And don't, if you're driving, don't raise your hand, but the entire room raises their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think taxes are going up, and then the IRS is giving us 2 more years before we have to take out minimum distributions, that's more money in those accounts, and when tax rates go up, now it comes out at a higher tax rate for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone else is telling you, hey, listen, you should just, you know, you get a free 2 more years before you can have to pay taxes. Let's just forget about it and get the benefit of that. No, no, no. We're telling you the opposite, that you need to strategize well before you're 72, if you can, to start transitioning some of this money from pre-tax to tax-free so that down the road, you're not on the hook as much as you are right now.
And it's funny because I had someone come into the office this past week, and this is exactly, and he managed his own portfolio. He knew what he knew there. But we spent a lot of time. Yeah, we talked about securities and what we liked, what we didn't like in the portfolio. But we spent a ton of time educating him on wealth transfer, how to transfer wealth, you know, through these retirement accounts, because that's where the majority of his assets, like most people's assets out there, that's where they lie. They lie in these retirement accounts. So what we actually ended up doing with him is leveraging the asset over the next 7 years.
Yeah.
Because he didn't need it, really. He had enough money coming in from other sources, rental income. He had an annuity that it was paying him money, some Social Security, and he actually had a pension as well. He didn't need this money. So we actually leveraged this asset over 7 years. And what we did is we created a tax-free bucket
mm-hmm.
that lived outside his estate. So then when he passed, the burden of this IRA, which now these IRAs, you got to think of them as burdens because they really, really are, no longer lies with him, and his family has a nice, clean asset that they don't have to pay taxes on to inherit.
And Keith, that's someone that was kind of like someone who did it themselves
just
before.
He did it all himself, but now he wanted to strategize.
But the reality is, there's a lot of folks listening that may have an advisory team. But make sure are these type of strategies things that your advisor is talking about year in after year, or do you just meet with them once a year and they only go through how the market's doing? Oh, look how much money you made in the market this year. That's great, folks. But if you're not getting this level of planning and you have assets saved up, whether you have $500,000, $1 million, or $3 million, this is planning that could really impact your retirement a ton. And there's no better time to start planning. It's great. Again, we do everything here from investment management to income planning and estate planning, healthcare planning, as part of our team here and in the firms that we work with here at SHP Financial. But if you're listening right now and you're not building a plan If you're just going to put your head in the sand and say, yeah, you know, we'll get to it at some point. Well, then time goes by and we all know we're creatures of habit. We just kind of go back to our regular world and things go on. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, shoot, I wish I planned for this 5 years ago. Now's the time with a new year kicking in. Have this plan looked at. Make sure, see if you have retirement accounts, 403Bs, 401Ks, IRAs, take some time, get that reviewed, see if we can do some things to maybe get it out of pre-tax and more into tax-free for you and your heirs going forward. So in order to learn about that, just give us a call. There's no cost to sit down with us. It'll take an hour of your time to have a cup of coffee at one of our conference rooms in Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, or Braintree. Call right now, 800-227-7777. Just say you'd like a complete retirement roadmap review. 800-227-7777. Or you can book a meeting right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to talk about some of the recent, some of the predictions we've heard as it relates to how the market's going to perform in 2020. We'll be right back for our weekly market report.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
All right, so last segment, I apologize, folks. I wasn't trying to throw fact after fact, but it's just there's so much important information that we try to give you on a weekly basis, and a lot of you listening are clients, but some of you out there are not clients, and you maybe have a plan. Maybe you just have a junk drawer of a random investment accounts and not a legitimate, literal junk drawer, but like it's almost like, yeah, I have a couple accounts here, I have a 401k here, and that's your plan, but there's no one really educating you on things like taxes, things like the fact that your IRA and 401ks might be owned by 30-40%, might be owned by the government, and what do we do if we don't do anything and we just kind of avoid the problem down the road? That might be an issue from a tax standpoint. So do you have a plan that is full, or is there maybe pieces that may be incomplete? Some of the areas that we're talking about with this recent Secure Act change through legislation are areas that could affect you. So we want to make sure those that are listening that are dead serious about planning and really trying to get help, take us up on the offer. We're happy to at least sit down with you. Maybe we're a good fit, maybe we're not, but at least we can try to point you in the right direction. And so, like I said, if you go to our website, shpfinancial.com, there's a ton of good information there, but also you can book a visit to come in and see us at that website. Again, shpfinancial.com. All right, so we've been talking about the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow. The markets in 2019 had a great year. But Matt, for our weekly market report, we want to know what people are saying for 2020. And so as it stands, I think going into Monday, the S&P opened around, the number was 3232, right? And that's just the number we used to
correct.
To track the S&P 500. So 3232 was the initial number. And what are people saying? And is Matt Peck one of these analysts?
Unfortunately, no.
We're going to keep ourselves out of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these guys are, you know, sort of analysts that work for companies like JP Morgan, BlackRock, Morgan Stanley, T. Rowe Price. I mean, you like to think the best of the best.
But by the way, I bet if we look at their history of predictions, and this is why people ask, what do you think the market's going to do this year? It's like, we're building plans to protect from big market losses and whatnot, but we don't, who knows? If the head guy at, you know, BlackRock is off by 20%, I'm not saying he is, but I'm just giving an example, then how, you know, that's, it's a guess. It's a guess.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, that's why it's kind of fun, because, you know, when we, you know, we look at this and we analyze to see, okay, how were people's track records? And it does sort of inform what we do, you know, tell our clients to say, hey, okay, here's what analysts are thinking and what, you know, what we're expecting and whatnot. But it's all, yeah, it's all, we're all just looking into our crystal ball. Excuse me. You know, we're all looking into our crystal ball to kind of find out. But it's also interesting too, because what they've been doing nowadays is also to get into, okay, you know, what our interest rates are going to do, and what's the markets are going to do, and how's the overall economy going to go, and will there be a recession? So, you know, so found out some interesting things. And I think the other thing that we try to do here, Derek, as well, is kind of rely on what's called like the wisdom of the crowd. And what that is all right, well, if I have 10 analysts, you know, as I mentioned, from, you know, great, you know, reputable companies, all right, what's the average?
Yeah.
You know, what's the average number people are looking at? What's the highest? What's the lowest? You know, is anyone predicting a recession? Is anyone not? So there's a couple kind of, you know, interesting things on the negative, well, not in a negative sense, that, okay, if the S&P, you know, opened up at around, you know, 3232 or 3,232, all right, how many of these 10 predicted a lower rate of return or a lower number at the end of the year? And so, three out of 10, or about 30% of the analysts thought that the S&P 500 was going to end lower than where it did at the beginning of the year. Now, we're not talking dramatically lower. You know, we're talking like 3,100, you know, which is approximately about a 5%, maybe a little bit less fall off. We saw one as low. Morgan Stanley was the biggest bear of them all to come down at 3,000, you know, was their number.
Which is still less than 10%.
Right. Correct. So, I mean, so that's kind of like, again, this is pure speculation, but these are what's, you know, some of the numbers that they're coming at. Interesting, though, is that not a single one, at least on average, when it came to GDP growth and kind of how the strength of the economy, is that all of them still had a positive, you know, positive U.S. GDP growth, meaning that, you know, ranging anywhere from 1.5% to 2.25%. What that means is that all the analysts don't think a recession will strike in 2020, okay? Which is very good, because it's recessions that we're most scared of, you know, in the sense that, okay, that usually a recession brings a bear market, a prolonged bear market with it. And if no one is necessarily predicting that, again, obviously it could happen. We're still talking predictions here, but it just shows that most analysts think that we're going to sort of, you know, trudge ahead, you know, kind of slow but sure type growth, nothing crazy, because like the tax reform and kind of, you know, has, you know, that little spurt has kind of ended, but still positive. Like, we're still going to do okay.
Are there any higher predictions? Like, what are the, so 7 out of 10 predicted positive growth for the market.
Yeah. Oh, so the biggest bull was a gentleman named Edward Yardini at the Yardini Research Center, and he predicted 3,500.
Okay.
So the most is only about a 10% increase, you know, so no one is really, and think
no
about
it. No one's bearish or bullish.
Correct. And think about where we started as well. I mean, the markets are, you know, they had a fantastic year in 2019, one of the best years ever, especially from where it started. And so now we're already kind of at a high. So it's really tough to kind of expect another 10, 15, 20, 30%, you know, being where we're starting right now.
What are they saying about interest rates? Because I know some people, we call it the war on savers, where there's not, bond rates are low, bonds have risks, and then CD rates and money at the bank, you can't just leave it there. You're going to lose to inflation. So what are the thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the highest, you know, 10-year treasury yield that they're anticipating is only 2.2%, which is only, you know, 50 basis points now. So if it's about 1.8 now, 1.7, they're only talking 2.2. So, you know, to answer your question, Derek, they're predicting that the war on savers will continue, and people will need to, you know, not just have pure bond, well, in our opinion, not just have pure bonds in their portfolio, but really look for other fixed income alternatives.
Correct.
to really continue to diversify and to hopefully get a little bit of yield.
And don't you think if you leave money in, like a ton of money just in cash, it's really losing safely to inflation, right?
Pretty much. I mean,
cash isn't paying much.
Correct.
And it doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
Correct. Yeah. Because they all predicted that the Fed will not boost the interest rates at all, which has a really big impact on money market funds. So they're predicting that the Fed sort of sits on its hands, especially during an election year, because they don't want to be seen as too political.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of expect an average year, or, you know, a little below average year, nothing too crazy. Although obviously with the elections and some of the geopolitics that are happening, anything can happen, but they're relatively, you know, sort of stable outlook.
Well, you can tell, Matt, I mean, we're a small firm. We have about 30 people that work here at SHP Financial. We started this in 2003. So So it's been going on for over 17 years here, or almost 17 years, I'm sorry. And the goal is, and the concept is, we want to make sure that folks can see this. Our hats are back on, our working hats, we're done with the Christmas break, and we're here to plan and strategize. There's so many new things now for this year that we have to put our hats on and start planning for, whether it's the Reform Act, the Tax Reform and the Secure Act, and then we have now these market predictions and interest rates looking like they're going to stay pretty low. But it's a ton of information. We just want to make sure that you have the planning that you deserve. Like, someone's doing this on your behalf. So again, get some information. First thing to do is to get on our weekly market report. Go to shpfinancial.com. It's just a free service. It gets sent out once a week. Talks about things in the market and some things that you should be aware of as it pertains to your retirement. Go and go to shpfinancial.com. You can sign up for our newsletter there, and you can also book a visit right there as well. When we get back, we're going to take you through our SHP Retirement Roadmap Recap. And we talked a lot about a lot of important issues on today's show. We're going to leave you with our top two or three takeaways right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Welcome to 2020. If you're like many, you've made some kind of New Year's resolution for 2020. At SHP Financial, we want to be your New Year's financial resolution coaches when it comes to retirement planning. That's why we are inviting you to our upcoming educational dinner event on Thursday, January 16th or on Tuesday, January 21st at 6 p.m. at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Join us for a complimentary dinner as we educate you on your IRA and 401k accounts and how tax laws can potentially impact your bottom line and your retirement nest egg. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Let this be the year to create and achieve the goal of making your future brighter. Join us on January 16th or on January 21st at Bar Rustic in Kingston. Space is limited, so reserve your seats today. Call 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as part of our retirement roadmap recap, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the Secure Act and how it's going to impact your retirement and some strategies that you may want to consider within your own plan. If you missed the show, or if you miss the next couple of shows and you want to go back and listen to other content, we have our podcast, and all of our previous shows are on this podcast. So however you listen to your podcast content, just go there and type in SHP Financial or SHP Retirement Roadmap. You'll see our podcast. You can subscribe and have these shows downloaded each week and listen to them on the go. So again, however you listen to your podcast, type in SHP Financial and you'll find ours, and you can get some good information there on this show if you missed it, or if you missed part of this show or other shows as well. So with that being said, Keith, we talked a lot about the Secure Act and how it may change folks' situations. What's your big takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, I mean, just redoing the way that people have been conditioned when it comes to required minimum distributions. Previously, you had to start taking money at 70 and a half. Folks, that has now changed to 72, which, as we talked about throughout the show, opens a whole ball or a whole new world of planning opportunities that will both impact you, your wife, if you're married, and then the next generation. So make sure you're working with someone that you're having this conversation with, or if you're someone that is, you know, your own portfolio manager, but you just need some additional eyes. And when it comes to different strategies, now that this law is in place as of 1-1, pick up the phone, give us a call. This is what we do for each of the families we represent and each of the families that we work with.
Exactly. Matt, how about your takeaway?
Yeah, and I'll kind of pick up, you know, Keith had mentioned, you know, a couple of different areas. Specifically, I'll just talk about the legacy aspect of it. I mean, you know, if you're listening to this and you do have a lot of assets in IRAs and 401ks and 403bs, then, you know, you have beneficiaries on those accounts. And you need to know the impact of what this act has done to the beneficiaries, whether it's a spouse and, you know, whether or not he or she wants to, you know, sort of inherit all the IRA upon your passing, or whether it's kids and grandkids. Who is the next generation that's going to? Or is it a charity? The distribution of your IRA assets and the 401k assets has basically been completely rewritten with this new act. And so you just have to, you know, there are strategies. We talked a little bit about them on the show, but you just have to remember that you need to work with a team that can implement implement them properly. Because, yeah, we might be talking Roth conversions and other sort of gifting techniques, but if they're not implemented properly, then what good is it? It's just all talk. So understand what it means to you, understand what it means to your beneficiaries, and then start to learn what the techniques are to address them.
Matt, you couldn't have said it better, because if done properly, if done correctly, because so many of these things sound good, but if someone tells me how to change a tire, yeah, I'm going to change a tire and I'll probably be, the thing will be wobbling 2 miles down the road and probably, you know, I'll be in an accident 3 miles down the road. So it's just not worth it. You want to make sure it's done properly and executed properly, because I know maybe we underestimate it. And I know a lot of the major, number one concern for most people is, am I going to have enough? When can I retire? Am I going to stay retired? Well, if we just focus on the market, because market performance and not losing a lot is a big part of that. That's only one piece. Think about the taxes, right? Everyone else or a lot of other planners are telling you, yeah, keep deferring. And now if you don't have to take RMDs till 72, that's 2 more years we don't have to pay taxes. That's great news. No, we're telling you the opposite. We're saying if you don't do anything now, the tax bill snowballs and keeps building. And even though government enacted these changes, it's just kicking the can down the road. And at some point, you, your heirs, are going to have to pay these taxes. And so you might be thinking, hey, I'm not worried about the next generation, or maybe you are, but this could affect your life. If taxes go up and you're in your 70s and now your income is less because taxes are more, what does that do to the longevity of your portfolio? So this could impact how long your money lasts. Can you stay retired? So what I've said, if you worked your entire life to get to this point where you're maybe thinking about retirement, maybe you're retired now, or maybe you're within 5 or 10 years, either way, this is really some good information that can benefit you if you build a plan correctly. And that's what we believe here at SHP Financial. Building portfolios and modeling portfolios is a huge part about what we do, but it doesn't stop there. This ongoing tax planning, estate planning, legacy planning, healthcare planning allows you to be able to enjoy your retirement and let us do a lot of the heavy lifting and the research and this behind the scenes type strategy so that we can plan to give you the best retirement possible. We have appointments open for you if you want to come in, sit down with us. There's no charge. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call right now, get your spot, sit down for an hour, 800-227-7777. Again, get a second opinion, or maybe if you're doing it yourself, just maybe it's the first time that you just want to make sure that you're not missing anything and that your plan is not incomplete. 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit or get a ton of information on our website at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.